This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. The man accused in a shooting at the King Superstore in Boulder is back in court this morning. At a hearing Tuesday, defense attorneys argued that to get a fair trial, it should be moved out of Boulder County. The judge said she had not made a decision on that matter. 10 people died in the shooting in March of 2021. The trial is set to begin in September. A new LGBTQ plus community center is open today in Colorado Springs. KRCC's Abigail Beckman has more.
The Prism Community Collective will provide access to mental and physical health providers using a $5 million grant secured after the shooting at Club Q. The federal grant is specifically for communities to set up support services after a mass shooting. Stoney Roberts is the site director of Prism.
What we're trying to do here is really listen to those underlying things that people are saying. Like, I do need to find an affirming doctor, but sometimes, like, it's just so hard to start. I don't even know where to start.
Roberts says the center will serve the general public as well as Club Q survivors and victims' families. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
Students in Harrison District 2 near Colorado Springs no longer have to fill out a traditional application to attend Pikes Peak State College and Colorado State University Pueblo. Under the new direct admissions program, high school seniors from the Southern Colorado District will be accepted directly into both schools. The opportunity is a continuation of the district's Promise program and the Colorado Promise program. Money from the pandemic that was available to boost student testing is running out. Now the state is starting to see promise in what it calls high-dosage tutoring.
A challenge for me in math is to try and figure out how to even do the problem at first, but it's easier as you ease into it and try to work through it.
Will there be money for tutoring assistance next year? We'll meet one student who is learning division from a tutor 6,000 miles away. And that story is later in this hour. And next this morning, the cost of health care, which could go way up next year for some people. It's Morning Edition here on CPR News.